We learned yesterday there were three way machlokes as to when the Jewish people when they did prisha. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Hayu nechayim l'shloishes yamim al tikshu elisha." Stay away 3 days al tikshu elisha. The question over here is, how long do you have to stay away? Do you need prisha? Do you need prisha for 2 days, 3 days? Really, oinos every single day has 2 oinos. Every 12 hours is called an oina. A day has 2 oinos. So it says in the Mishnah, we learned the Gemara 3 way machlokes. There was, if you learn, go back up a couple of lines, and now we're not going to the Gemara, was Tana Banim Polishach Vazer Biyam Ashlishi Tehoira Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says that on the third day Tehoira, you need Prisha only 2 days. It only can be Metame, for we'll see, go through the details in a moment, but according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah, if a woman is poilet shechva zera after a very short period of time, the zera does not contaminate her. According to Rabbi Shmuel, he says pam shein dalid, pam shein hey, pam shein vav, and Rabbi Akiva says he li'olam hey oynos. Okay, so according to the three, maybe we should chazal this over again. Let's go back to chazal very quick because this whole gemara depends upon this to have a klarka in the sugya. Nachamo, let's go back and lift turn one quickly. Poilet shechva zera bia mashlishi. What do you mean by mashlishi on three days? Tehoira. Rashi says bayom hashlishi. Look at the Rashi. You go into shimsha behei. Rashi's example is she had tashmish on hay, which is Thursday night. Upolto shichva zera b'shabbes. Okay, and then she was poilet. Sorry.
Thursday. He means in
Hey, I'm sorry, Wednesday. I'm sorry. Hey, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. Hey is Wednesday. Hey is Wednesday. What am I saying? Hey is Wednesday. She was poilei shichva. She got tashmish on Wednesday. Upolto shichva zer b'shabbes.
Wednesday night.
So now Wednesday. How many whole days do you still have? You have. If Wednesday was the day when she had tashmish, so Wednesday doesn't. Let's for the moment now. Wednesday does not count. Because when it says Wednesday can even the very last minute of Wednesday. How many days do you have left? You have a full Thursday and a full Friday. That's 2 full days. Now, when's the first time when if she's poilet shechva zera, she's nothing, she's tohara? Shabbos night. So basically, the maximum amount of time that a woman needs to be mitar herself are 2 full days. Four oinos. She can go to mikvah Friday night, and then she's tahara. And Shabbos morning, she can be mekabel the Torah b'tahara. So if a woman was permitted to have tashmish on Yom Hey, even the very last minute of Yom Hey, because she still had Yom Vav, she still had.
Wednesday.
So she still has Thursday.
No.
Yom Hei is Thursday. Yom Hei is Thursday.
But you said Yom Hei. That's the beginning of Yom Hei. That's when Wednesday night is.
Let's see Rashi. Let's see the Rashi. So Nechnam, you only need 1 day. You only need 1 day. Let's see Rashi. Yom Hei, Yom Vav, and Yom Shabbos. That's right. You only need to have 1 day, 1 full day. Exactly. In Echanami. A woman, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, is allowed to be Meshamesh even on Yom, the very end of Yom Hei. So how much does she have left? She has only 1 full day. Yom Vav. And then she can go to Mikvah on Friday night. And she's done. And Mikanu L'Habas Tahira. Shlomi, where did you go? You disappeared. What happened to Shlomi? He disappeared. She did hear Shlomi. He disappeared. Where'd he go? Shlomi, where are you? You gone? Hello? He disappeared. Well, only Chazin's for you. Where are you? Hello? I don't know. With Zoom, everyone just seems to come and go. Everyone goes, disappears. Vaitin v'at lo. So sholos Chaz over. Sholim. Ba'yam ha'shlishi going to Shimsha behei. Upolto shichla zer b'shabes. Loi shna shimsha b'tchilas lel chamishi. The ishtei dalet oinais shleimais. If she had tashmish, the very beginning of Yom Hei, so you have a whole Yom Hei. You have the Yom Hei, the Oina in the beginning of Yom Hei, the Oina of the night. Then you have the whole Yom Vav, a grand total of four. Okay, you came back now. Shlemus. Yeah, you have the lel hey, the hey, and you have the day of hey, lel vav vav. She was mishamish the very last moment of yom hey. To loy ishe ella mixas hey, part of hey, the last few minutes of hey, the lel vav vav. To leke ella beis oinoi shleimais. Ha oine, oyoim oilaila. What is an oine? Rashi does oine is oyoim oilaila. And by the way, I just want to point out something very interesting about this Rashi. It's a yisoid for life. Rashi, if you notice, Rashi gives us two things. Rashi tells you the pshat in the Gemara. And then Rashi acts as a dictionary, and he tells you what is an oina. An oina is 12 hours. If we were writing this Rashi, we would probably first say, what is an oina? An oina is 12 hours. It's 12 hours. Oyo, and then we would go on and we explain the pshat, and we would go on and we explain the pshat in the Gemara. Rashi does this very often. He puts the Perish HaMilois after he tells you the pshat in the Gemara. Why is that so?
Wait, 12 hours, that means from whenever you see it for another 12 hours, or there's a specific 12 hours each oin in a day?
There's a specific 12 hours in an oin in a day. The daytime is called an oin, and the nighttime is called an oin. It doesn't mean a set time of exactly 12 hours. It means that every single day has two oinas. There's the day and there is the night. That's all it means, and that's all we need to know for our Sugiv Gemara. So according to the Shita of Rabbi Elizabeth Azariah, a woman only needs to observe basically two oinos. That's it. What is two oinos? One day of a tahara. Oh, but it says in the pasuk, "Hayu nichonim l'shloish es yamim." Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah understands that to mean it means including the beginning point and the end point. A woman can have tashmish on yom hay as long as she's poirish for a split second at the end of the day. Mixas hayoim kikuloi. So that split second is one considered to be day one. Then she has another complete day, and then she goes to mikvah on day three. So that's called hayu nichonim l'shloishes yamim. She should be prepared for 3 days. How does she get 3 days? She only needs to have tahara. If the zera would be poilate, it would make her tmeya only at most 1 day in the middle, which are two oinos, and we can cut corners by permitting her to be mishamish the very last moment of yom hei. So she only had that when the Torah says l'shloishes yamim, the first of the 3 days will be just a few seconds in the last day of yom, the end of yom hei, and then when she goes to mikvah on yom vav on Shabbos Kodesh Friday night. So that's considered to be the preparation for Matan Torah, going to mikvah. Now she got into the third day. That's the third day she goes to mikvah. That is the Perish HaMilos according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Hayu nechoinim l'shloishes yamim al tikshu el isha. A mashahu of yom hey, the full yom vav. And after the woman goes to mikvah on Yom Zayin, a man should not be with her on Shabbos, Friday night, because if he'll be with her, he'll make her Tameya, and she won't be able to mekabel the Torah. So that's what it means, Hayu nechoinim l'shloishes yamim, and the only amount of time we need in the middle are two oinos. Next Shita, Vayin l'gemara, and then we go, that's what it was Zayin. Now we come to Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, Pa'amim Shein Dalid oinos, Pa'amim Shein Hei oinos, Pa'amim Shein Vav oinos. So he says, Amad Nezach, 4, 5, 6. Rashi, what does that mean? Rabbi Shmuel Oimer Pam Shein Ba Lach Like Veloimer. He's coming to disagree. The Poletes Begimel Lishimusha Tanea. He holds that if a woman is poilate on the third day from the time that she had Tashmish, she indeed is Tanea, not like Rabbi Akiva. Aval Poletes Bedalid Tehoira. Now, what does that mean now? Umaydina l'cha, the mixas hayom. He also agrees in principle that mixas hayom is kikuloi.
I'm reading the Rashi,
yes. I'm reading the Rashi, Rabbi Shmuel. Nochamo. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Pam Shein Da Bo Lach Lek Vlema De Pelez Begimel Bishmusha Tumeya. Avul Peletes Vidalet Tohoy Tohoyim on day four Tohoyim. Now he explains. Umadin Lach De Mixas Hayoyim Kekuloy Gleik Pidatare Ella Beminyan Shleyamim Beminyan Ahoynes. So now, what does it all mean? Now, that of the two Yisoydos, he holds mixing Kekuloy. And if a woman has pleat on day three, she is Tameya. So from this two Yisoides, we're going to have a Hechatimsa of having four Oinois, five Oinois, and six Oinois. And now he explains. Pam Shein Dal Oinois, Shulemites, Shim Shimsha Bidal B'Shabes. Now here is where he's been Chilik on Rebbe Azariah. The last moment when she can be Meshamesh is Wednesday. The very last moment of Wednesday, not like Rabbi Loz ben Azari that is matter her to be Meshamish the very last moment of Thursday. According to Rabbi Loz ben Azari, she can be Meshamish the very last moment of Thursday. All is good, because there's still 1 second left in Thursday, that counts. And then there is Friday, and that's already two full days. And then that she's done. She's done now, and then when it comes to Friday night, she goes to mikvah, and that's the third day of the Torah of Nechonim L'Shloishas Yomim. Along comes Rabbi Shmuel. No! And he says the last time that she can be Meshamesh is Wednesday at the last moment of the day. So you have now Wednesday counts as one day, Thursday counts as one day, and Friday counts as one day. So you have 3 days. Mixas Hayoyim Kekuloy, two complete days, Thursday and Friday. That's two complete days. And one second of Wednesday, that's 3 days. So now...
Is it Kekuloy? Why doesn't he hold Friday even 1 second is good?
That far he doesn't know, because he holds, that far he doesn't say. You think you make a good point. Why don't we go to the same on the end? He doesn't say that. He holds you have to have at least... You have to have at least the end has to be Shalem. You're making a good point. That's part of the Chiddush. No one here says the end can be incomplete. Everyone agrees the end has to be complete. By Avelos, you don't say that. By Avelos, you say Mixas Hayom Kekuloy at the beginning and at the end.
Wait a second, that's not what Elizabeth Azariah holds.
No, we're going to Rabbi Shmuel now. Rabbi Shmuel says you have to have two complete days. You must have two complete days plus the mixes of a third day. Rabbi Shmuel holds you have to have 3 days. 3 days. And from those 3 days, two of the last days must be complete, and the first day can be mixas hayoim. The first day. In Avelos, I'll give you two examples, okay? Two very important examples. In the laws of Avelos, we say mixas hayoim kikule. Which end do we say it? The beginning and the end. Correct?
Yes.
By a Shemitah, we say Mixas Hayoim, Mixas, by Shemitah. No, what am I thinking about? I can't remember what I'm thinking about. Okay, let's skip that example. Sheva Brochus. Where do you say Mixas? Do you say the same Gukulai? You do not. You only say, the beginning, right. It's just like Pleita Shechva Zera is the Zil Bezach, like Sheva Brachas. You say Mixas Hayom in the beginning and you don't say it at the end. By Avelus, you say it at the beginning and at the end. By Sheva Brachas, you only say it at the beginning. If the Chasna took place, the very end of the day, the very last moment, it already counts the full day. That's really day one.
When is Sheva Brachas? Sheva Brachas is when the chasana ends, when you break the plate?
When the chasana says Sfirat Mikudeshes. That's the first day.
Before Shkia, the dead day is called day one.
That's right. But there's only 10 seconds left. He says Sfirat Mikudeshes a second before Shkia. 1 second before Shkia, Sfirat Mikudeshes. Oh, you save yourself a lot of money. You don't have to go make a whole day's another Sheva Brachas. It's over. That day counts as one day. Why don't we say that the last day, get it from Avelos. Marriage, we learn out, Kicha Kicha Misteyevon. Getting married is like dying. Kicha Kicha Misteyevon. You learn out the Kiddushin comes from burial. From Avram, he bought a burial plot. So why don't we say that just like by burial, by Avelos, it ends Miksas Hayom Kikuloi. So to say that the Sheva Brachos ends after Shacharis. Right after Shacharis, everyone says to the Chassan, Hamakom Yenachem, you can get up now, you can get out of the house, you can get away from this woman now, you can go back to work. How come you don't say that? Because it's just like Peletesh Shechva Zera. Okay? Because it's contamination. Marriage is contamination. It's like Peletesh Shechva Zera. The end has to be Sholem. The beginning can be Miksas. Now I'll tell you the truth. The Yodim Mekar comes from, if you only learned this today, it was Kedai to come tonight. It comes from Lavan Harami. Lavan Harami said, he said, Male Shavua Zois. Male. He told Yaakov Avinu, you want to marry Rachel also? Okay, first let's finish the Sheva Brachos for Leah. Male. Male is full. You have to have full 7 days. You hear? A full seven days of Sheva Brachos was required. Okay? A full 7 days of Sheva Brachos were required. Male Shavua Zois. That's why there was no Miksas Hayom Kikuli at the end of Sheva Brachos. We learn now from Lavan Harami. Hear the word?
Yeah.
So we learn today in Merdiki. So we learn over here, there are three examples of Miksas Hayom Kikuli. There is a Sheva Brachos, there is Avelus, and there is the sugi of Pelita Shechva Zera. And according to so far Rabbi Elizabeth Azariah, and according to Rabbi Yishmael, they both agree in principle to Miksas Hayom Kikuloi. The only difference between them is how many days you need in the middle. Everyone agrees the last day must be Sholem. The question is, do you need 3 days or is 2 days enough? According to Elizabeth Azariah, 2 days is enough. If there is 1 second left in the first day, that's day number one. Then there's the second day, the day number two. And when the Pasuk says, Hayu nechayim l'shloishas yamim, if we count day three as the shloishas yamim of the Pasuk. Whereas according to Rabbi Yishmael, we don't count the day when she goes to mikvah as the day of nechayim l'shloishas yamim. When Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hayu nechayim l'shloishas yamim, that means besides going to mikvah. Hayu nechayim l'shloishas yamim means mashu of day one, then the 2 full days for a grand total of 3 days. That's the shloishas yamim. And then she goes to mikvah. You hear? Rabbi Shaul Lieberman, you with me?
Yes.
Vaita. I think we lost Shaul Lieberman. He disappeared. All right.
Friday night.
Vaita in the Gemara. So this right that now so that's what we're back to the Rashi. Pumshin Dalam Shimshab Dal Dal Bishim Shabbos in Khashir Plaza to me after the Shabbos. Next Rashi, Pumshin Hey Oinas, and it's gonna be 5 oinas, can go in Shimshab Bitchila Shalya Hayom Dal. How do you have 5 oinas? If the woman was Mishamesh in the beginning of day of Wednesday. So then it turns out that you say Miksayam Kul, but you need 3 days. So therefore it turns out now that it's going to be 5 oinas. And how do you have 6 palm shein sheish? Gan shimsha betchilas lel dalet bein hashmashos, the beginning. So it turns out now that the end result is going to be you're not going to have any mixas because since over here the tashmish took place in the beginning of the day. So what can you possibly need 3 days? And in this instance, you just don't have the mixas hayam to your advantage. Okay, then we come to the third shita. Who's the third shita? Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva oimer le'olam hey. Rabbi Akiva says a set number, 5 oinos. He doesn't, in other words, he does not hold of Miksas Hayom Kikuloi. He holds of a set number. It's etched in stone. The number 5. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, let's see. Naistim Lam Miksayim Palm Shade. No, where's the Rashi? There is no Rashi. Okay? There is no Rashi. He says set 5. Now, with that in mind, back to the Gemara. Okay, now, that was Akdama. Now let's go
to... 5 are going to Rabbi Akiva?
That's what he holds. The Gemara's going to explain why. The Gemara, he does not hold of Miksayam Kulo. He learns that from a Pasuk. The Gemara's going to explain this in a few moments. We have three opinions. The Olam Hei. Now, the Im Yatzisa Miksas Oina Rishayna. Noistin La Miksas Oina Shishis. If she... In other words, if she was Mishamesh... Miksas Oina Rishayna, part of it has already departed.
Where are you reading now from?
The Gemara. The Gemara says, The Gemara says the im yotzisa miksas oiner rishayna. If part of the oiner rishayna is gone, noistin law miksas oiner shishis. So then we're going to go and follow over into the middle of the six. It's like you wanted to say anything. It's a time limit. It's an exact number of hours. It's exact. It has to be exactly five oinos. If she was mishamish not in the beginning of an oin, in the very beginning of the oin, let's say she was mishamish on Wednesday at sunrise, so then it turns out it's exactly going to be five oinos. It's going to be Wednesday, one oino. Then there's going to be Thursday and Friday, two apiece. So that's 2, 4, 5. And now she can go to mikvah Friday night immediately. But let's say she was mishamesh not at sunrise. She was mishamesh at 6 o'clock. At sunrise at 6 o'clock. Let's say she was mishamesh at 12 o'clock, 12 noon. So then she's gonna have to wait to go to mikvah Shabbos night chatzos. Vayhi b'chatzia laila. V'hine isha shecheves margolisa. It's like the case of Rus. That was
Wednesday at noon.
What?
You're saying she's Paletta Shikhlazer Wednesday at noon. So she has two not she's, not she,
No, not she's Mishamish. Not Paletta, she's Mishamish. Not she's Paletta, she's Mishamish. If she's Mishamish Wednesday at noon, she has to wait until Chatzos Lil Shabbos.
Wednesday at noon, because Wednesday doesn't count. So
Wednesday,
Thursday.
No, it's not right. Right, so therefore it's just a matter of five oinos. So
two
how much
Thursday,
time?
Two on Friday.
Right.
Where's the fifth?
A half of the fifth from noon until 6 o'clock on Wednesday, and from sunset until Chatzos Laila Friday night.
So it has to be 12 hours.
Exactly.
The first day and the last day.
Exactly.
It has to be at least 12 hours.
It has to always be exactly five oinos. So if she was mishamesh sunrise
times 12 is 60. As long as 60 hours passes.
Okay, you're coming to make the number 60. 60 mesechtes. You want to go say that it's totally the number 60. So you're landing. Here, Sholimon, he's saying that according to Rabbi Kiva, it's totally the number 60. Is he still here with us or did he disappear? Where'd he go? He disappeared.
You need to tell everyone about Sphira, that there's no Sphira tonight.
No? I'm still counting Sphira.
60, that's what? Today's 60, probably.
Rabbi Sholimon, where did you go? Where did you go, Rabbi Sholimon? Where did he go? He jumped ship. See, this is not fair. He goes, he runs away. He goes, he keeps his phone on. This is Marisayan. You keep the phone on, and you think, make believe that you're here, and he really goes away. What's going to be? Vida.
60 is correct, though. According to Rabbi Kiva,
right.
60 hours. From the time that she has beer, she has to wait 60 hours. So you just subtract.
Right.
The latest that she can go to the mikveh is when? Is Shabbos morning? She could go Shabbos morning to the mikveh?
No, she can't. We didn't want to. I mean, in the case of Matan Torah, we don't want to. She has to be ready before the Shabbos. The Gemara is going to say she has to be ready before Shabbos morning. She has to be ready before Shabbos morning.
Night has to be the latest?
She goes to mikveh Friday night.
So she can't have beer for 60 hours before
right.
Friday night.
Exactly. Okay, so we have a clerk over here. We have over here three mahalchim. Three mahalchim in the Gemara of how much time when it says in the pasuk v'hi b'yom hashlishi, what is it going to be a mashlishi? According to the shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, a woman only we say miksas hayayim kikula in the beginning.
Elazar ben Azariah,
yeah.
Does he count that it's two oinos or does he count it's one day?
Two oinos.
He says two oinos.
Two oinos.
So the Friday is two oinos.
Friday is two oinos. You need a full Friday. And she goes to mikvah immediately Friday night. What about Thursday? She just needs 1 second. 1 second is enough to trigger the halach of miksas hayom kikuloi. That's day one. Friday is day two. And Shabbos, she goes to mikvah. That's going to be considered to be day three. According to Rabbi Shmuel, she needs to have 3 days before she goes to mikvah. So therefore, she got 1 second of day of Wednesday, two complete days, Thursday and then Friday, and that's going to be called, that's the 3 days. The 3 days does not include going to mikvah, and she goes to mikvah basically on day four. She goes to mikvah Friday night. And now, and since we're coming on the mix of Yom Kikulai, so it can come out that she'll either have four oinos, where she's completely clean, or it'll be five. If she was Meshamesh the first thing in the morning, Wednesday morning, so then it turns out it's going to be five oinos. And if she was Meshamesh the first thing Wednesday night, it turns out that she was clean for, it was six oinos. But it doesn't have to be six oinos. She will, if she wanted to wait, she can wait.
Why do you have to give cases where it was four or five or six oinos? Just say, according to this mandam, or when is the latest that you can have beer? Why do you have to give examples where it could be four, it could be five, could
maybe
be six?
Because we want to contrast it to each other. Because we want to clarify the contrast between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva, so we use the same terminology. According to him, it's either going to be four, it's going to be five, or it's going to be six. We apply the principle of Miksas Hayoyim Kikuloi. And likewise, we apply the principle of Miksas Kikuloi when it comes to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The one that does not apply Miksas Kikuloi is going to be Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva just says it's a flat Zman. It's a standard, an industry standard. 60 hours. 60 hours is 5 oinos. It's 24 plus 24 is 48. Right? 48. Plus 12, 48 plus 12, you take out your calculator, it equals 60, 60 hours. So basically she has to wait 60 hours from the last time that she was Meshamesh, and from that time onward, any Zera, that is Pilates, is Tehoira, and she's now eligible to go to Mikvah in preparation for Matan Torah. Good?
Yes, that's a big difference. One could say 24 and a half hours is enough, and one says 60 hours is enough.
One says 21, the first month says 24 in a mashu. 24 in a mashu. The second month of the Yom basically says 48 in a mashu. And he says 60. That's what it comes down to. 24 in a mashu, 48 in a mashu, or 60. And you have to rechin how you fataych the pasik vayhi bayom hashlishi. How do you say bayom hashlishi? Is yom hashlishi mean the day that she's Meshamesh is a chelik, the mashahu, the mixayim, that's the one day, then is the second day, and the day she goes to mikvah, that's day three, according to the second mandamah. No, the day that she's Meshamesh does not count as one of the days, doesn't count as one of the 3 days, I'm sorry, it does count, but you need another 2 days, so it should be a total of 3 days, and according to Rabbi Akiva, the third day is going to be an oina. 2 days are complete days. And the other day, Yom HaShlishi, means a half a day is called a day for the calculation.
Since we don't know, according to these three Manda Amrim, we just know that Matan Torah was done on Shabbos morning.
So the Gemara is going to explain all of your... Everything you discuss now is explained in the Gemara. The Gemara is now going to explain everything that you just alluded to. Is going to be explained in very great detail in the Gemara. Let's now go weiter. Okay, so this one is still here through the opinions. Next. Now the Gemara says, okay, when did Moshe Rabbeinu tell them the words, according to this, the Rabbanon, it was on Hey, which is Wednesday. He told them to do Prisha on Wednesday.
Thursday.
On Thursday is when he told them to do Prisha. And when was Matan Torah? Kol Moedim de B'Shabbos in the Torah. So how were they ready? So it mustn't be like Elizabeth Nazaria. They did Prisha. They did Prisha. They did Prisha on when they do Prisha. They did Prisha on Wednesday. So they had a Mashahu of Wednesday. They had the entire Thursday, and then Friday night they went to mikvah. So it's perfect. The Rabbanan say that Moshe Rabbeinu instructed them to do Prisha on Yom Hei, on Thursday.
Thursday. So what are you saying Wednesday?
I'm sorry, it's a Thursday. I don't know why I said Thursday. Moshe Rabbeinu instructed them to do Prisha on Thursday.
You have the Mashu of Thursday, that's one.
Then you have Friday.
Who oinos on Friday?
And then they went to mikvah, and they went to mikvah Friday night. So that's Reb Elizabeth Azariah. Reb Elizabeth Azariah says you only need to have 24 and a mashahu. 24 was Friday. The mashahu was Thursday, the last moment of Thursday. And they went to mikvah immediately on Friday night. And when it says the pasuk hayu nichonim l'shloishes yamim, that means the mashahu of Thursday, the whole Friday, and going to mikvah Friday night, it's called the third day. Perfect. So Bishloimo, according to Shloimi Rabinowitz, we understand Rebbe Elizabeth Azariah Karabona goes like the Rabbon. Isn't that just up your alley there? Isn't that up your alley, Shloimo? You're all over the Gemara, all over Shas. Every time it says Bishloimo, means according to Shloimi Rabinowitz, is the Pshat. Hey, Shalima, are you still there? All I see is a circle. Oh, he came back. Where did you go all this time? We're asking for you so many times. We needed your insight. We needed your brilliance. We needed your inspiration. I was telling someone today that if I was on a desert island, and I only can have with me one person, it would be, I'm not trying to insult you, Shlomo Rabinowitz, but it would be Reb Sholeiman. He would be with me on a desert island. He would be the only person I would want to have with me on the desert island.
Lottery will get you everywhere.
What?
Lottery will get you everywhere.
I got an aliyah last week. Got me a lot. He gave me an aliyah. You know, he gave me an aliyah on Shavuos. Can you imagine that? On Yom Matan Tereseinu? That was very special. I was gevaldik. When was the last time that ever happened to me? Bishloim, Reb Elizabeth Azariah.
You said Bishloim is me, and then the next three letters are also me.
Bishloim, where's the next three letters? Where? Rabinowitz.
Abi.
What?
Rabinovich. So Rabbi is also part of my name. Shlomo Rabbi.
Where's Rabbi? We're reading Rabbi.
Rabbi Elazar.
So where's Rabbi? Rebbe? Rabinowitz. So Bishlam, Rabbi Elizabeth Azariah, you can have one of them. We hate you on the preacher. Fine, Rabbi Shmuel. Right, next. What about Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Shmuel, because Rabbi Eliyosi. Rabbi Shmuel, because Rabbi Eliyosi, the Yabba Bedal of the preacher. Also makes it, because according to Rabbi Shmuel, when did they do Prisha? There's another sheet that says they did Prisha on, Moshe told them to Prisha on Wednesday.
Right.
So therefore you have a Mashahu of Wednesday, the entire Thursday, the entire Friday, that's the Yom HaShlishi, the 3 days, and then they first go to Mikvah Friday night. So you have 48 hours and a Mashahu, and
Why did he need to wait the entire Thursday and Friday? Because that's a
sheet. That's a sheet. That's what we just spent a half an hour learning. Excuse me, where have you been over here? That's exactly what we just said. That according to Rabbi Shmuel, you have to have 2 full days of Prisha. Because the Pasuk says Yom HaShlishi, and he learns Yom HaShlishi means not including Mikvah.
And then you have the full Chamishi and the full Shishi.
Right. Not including Mikvah. Yom HaShlishi cannot include Mikvah. The Mikvah doesn't include Shlishi. Do you say every night Mashiach Rechon HaGeshem? Do you know that I say now every night Mashiach Rechon HaGeshem? Do you know that?
What?
Because the mikveh needs the water. We're waiting for the water to fill up the mikveh. We can have tahara in Shmidmin. A spink needs tahara.
Is there a drought?
There is. In the Shmidmin mikveh, there's a drought. Vaita. Rabbi Shaul Levin, he gives a clap every night by Mashiach. If you don't come to shul, he gives a clap every night by Mashiach. He gives a clap. Everybody, don't forget to say Mashiach Rechon HaGeshem. Weiter. Rabbi Akiva. Ah, Hashreichem Yisrael. Ah, Hashreichem.
72 hours.
So what's going on? You need exactly 60 hours. So when does he come? Because Manavshach, if you need 60 hours, so the Prisha had to be Bedavka, not just Stam on Yom Dalit. It had to be Yom Dalid at Alois HaShachar, at sunrise, Zricha. And it doesn't say that. It says that according to one man, Yomar, the priest took place on Yom Dalid. And Yom Dalid is Mashma, even the very end of Yom Dalid. And we need, but according to Rabbi Akiva, the priest had to take place on Yom Dalid at Alois HaShachar. Yeah?
On Alois HaShachar, why? Because then it's 60 hours.
Exactly, 60 hours to Matan Torah. 60 hours until they can go to mikvah. They have to go to mikvah at night. So
60 hours before the mikvah, not 60 hours before Matan Torah.
60 hours to mikvah. They have to go to mikvah at night. The assumption is they went to mikvah at night.
Friday night.
What?
So, is 60 hours.
No,
Wednesday night to Friday night.
No, but if they went, if they, you need 60 hours. No, because if according, if you're going to learn like the Mandiyama, they had preached at the very last moment of Dalit of Wednesday. When was the earliest time they can go to mikvah? The
Shabbos morning.
Shabbos morning. That's a no-no. Shabbos morning is man too late to go to mikvah. Shabbos morning is the Zman Matan Torah. There's no time to go to mikvah Shabbos morning. The Gemara doesn't say that.
What's wrong if Moshe Rabbeinu told him to stop after Wednesday morning?
The Gemara, that's exactly the kasha. It doesn't say that. We have two opinions as to when Moshe told him to do Prisha. One opinion says Prisha took place on Wednesday, and one says on Thursday. And that gives us the right to assume Wednesday means the very last moment of Wednesday or the very last moment of Thursday. Since it does not say in these two opinions that it took place in the morning Shacharis by a Zricha, we have a right to assume that it took place the very last moment of one of these 2 days. And according to Rabbi Akiva, no, it had to have taken place exactly, Prisha had to start take place in the morning of Wednesday. And it doesn't say that in the Brisa. One opinion says that it took place on Wednesday. If it says Wednesday, we have a right to assume that it took place the very end of Wednesday. But according to Rabbi Akiva, it had to take place in the very beginning of the Wednesday morning. And it doesn't say that.
Okay, I hear you. Go ahead.
Vaita. The Gemara Leilam Krabi Yosi. The Amar Rabbi Yosi says what? The Amar of Adar Hava. What Rabbi Yosi say? Rabbi Yosi was the one who said what? He was the one.
Wednesday. That
says Wednesday. Oh, Kid Amar. But how does that explain? Kid Amar of Adar Hava. Moshe Bahashkama Allah. Einochi Nami. Moshe Rabbeinu told them when it says Wednesday, he told them that Prisha. Wednesday morning, Zericha, exactly. Even though it doesn't say in the Brisa that it took place, that the Moshe told them Wednesday morning, it has to be Wednesday morning because we have a Messiah. That when Moshe Rabbeinu came down to speak to Hashem, he always came down early in the morning at sunrise and then he spoke to Klal Yisrael. He didn't come down at the very end of the day. Moshe only went to speak to Hashem, he went up early in the morning and he was there for 24 hours with Yashkama Yorat. B'yashkama olah d'chsev v'yashkein Moshe b'boiker. Moshe went up b'boiker v'yal har sina b'yashkama yorah d'chsev v'leichreid v'yolisa ato v'yaroi nimoch v'makish v'yolisa terei. And just like v'yolisa is v'yashkein b'boiker, so too when it says raid, Lech raid, go down, it means dafk in the morning. Mali Abashkama, after you read the Abashkama. Good? You got it?
So one second, yeah. Rabbeinu came down. What? When was that? It was in Sivan we're talking about.
Sivan, he came down on Wednesday. Moshe Rabbeinu came down on Wednesday morning at sunrise. And he told them at that moment, Prisha!
One second, where was he? He was 40. Before Matan Torah, he was where?
No, this was before, the Egel 40 days is after Matan Torah. What are you talking about?
No, that was that. After. Where was he?
He was in Shemayim. He went up for 1 day. He went to Shemayim. Moshe went by Yal, it says in the beginning of Parsha, we just laying this. Where were you, Shavuos? We laid the Kriyas HaTorah by Yal El Har Sinai. He went up to Har Sinai. Morvier is teaching us that he went up for 24 hours. He went up Tuesday morning. Tuesday morning, Alois HaShachar. What time is Alois HaShachar? Now it's about, what is it? About 7, Zricha, sunrise. When is sunrise? Now it's about, I don't know, what time is sunrise now? 5 o'clock? 5:05, 5:15? That's when Moshe went up on Tuesday morning, and Moshe came down Wednesday morning at 5:15. And at 5:06.
So agrees with that?
What?
Does everyone agree with that, or it's
only Rabbi Akiva says this. Only Rabbi Akiva, and that's how he gets the 5 oinos. Because since Moshe went up on Tuesday at 5:15, and he came down on Wednesday at 5:15, and at 5:16 he commanded the Jewish people Parisha. So he could, and when did they go to mikvah? They went to mikvah on Friday night. So that means that from the moment that he gave the command to do Parisha until they went to mikvah was exactly 60 hours on the clock. Exactly 60 hours. 12 hours on Wednesday, and 48 hours on Thursday and Friday. What?
No, go ahead. I just have to put on my grandson so he can learn some Torah also.
Your grandson?
Yeah. I wanted to learn some Torah. Go ahead.
So therefore, this was this. Now, the Gemara says, Takasha, why did Moshe have to instruct them to do Prisha Wednesday morning? It is aser to be Meshamish Mitasai on during the daytime. So Moshe, he comes down Wednesday morning, and he gives them the Tzavah Prisha. It's not necessary to tell them Tzavah Prisha Wednesday morning, because it's daytime, and daytime it's aser to be Meshamish Mitasai. So the Gemara says it's not so pashit. They can do it by day. When can they do it by day? If it's a dark house, it's mutter. If a talmud chacham is allowed to darken his matzah by with the talis to make a dark artificial darkness. They had slay mini darkness. There's a darkness that's a real darkness, and then there is an artificial darkness. So why can't a regular person have an artificial darkness? We don't trust him. He'll turn on the lights. He'll go and he'll take away the talus. Only Talmud Chacham do we trust that he'll keep it ofel. It has to be dark. So in a regular, there's no lights. So male is always dark at night, and we don't have to worry. But during the day we have to try.
We're not talking about the darkness that the wicked walk in.
What? What darkness?
It says the wicked walk in darkness.
The wicked, no, not that darkness.
About that kind of darkness.
Stam darkness. So therefore, so the Iker Hadin, there's a Hechetim, so where a person can be Meshamish by Yoim. So along comes the Gemara, that's why Moshe had said nothing doing. No Tashmish period, because it has to be 5 Oinos on the clock. 60 hours. Good. Vaita. Amud Beis. We now turn the page. Daf Yomi is all about turning the page. You turn the page 2,711 times until you finish Shas. The Gemara says, V'ha Tvula Yomina. This is a Moirudit Gemara now. What's it going to accomplish according to all opinions? Oh no, what happened over here? Oh no, what's going on over here? You still hear me? Hello? Disconnected.
Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry, I don't know what happened. It got disconnected. You still here? Shaul, you still here? You hear me now?
Yes.
I don't know. I'm sorry, I got disconnected. I don't know what happened. Fight. Vaha Tvula Yominu, but the Tvula Yominu, Frekta Gemara's Kash, the Tvula Yominu. In other words, what's the goal you accomplished? They're first going to Mikvah Friday night. After they go to Mikvah Friday night, they have to wait until Mitzvah Shabbos, until they become Tol Gamri. They're a Tzvul Yoyim, the whole Shabbos, they're a Tzvul Yoyim. When you go to Mikvah, you have to still, you're ashamed, you have to still wait until it comes, until the next sunset, until the next sunset comes, to become Tol Gamri. So it turns out that the first going to Mikvah Friday night, when Hashem gave them the Torah Shabbos morning, they were not Tol Gamri. They were Tumeim. They weren't a full Tumotum, but they're a Tum of Tzvul Yoyim.
How all these halachas appear if it was before Matan
Torah? B'shas Matan Torah, yes, in the Merzik Akash, and this Gemara's Raya is a Raya, that the moment of Matan Torah had all the standards of after Matan Torah. Ein Mukdam Me'uchar B'Torah. The moment of Kabbalah, it's Yechayv and all, the moment of Kabbalah, Yechayv and all the Dinim. So Me'e Lahav Atvula Yom Ninu, as the Gemara says, Abai Bar Rabin, Rav Chanina Bar Ovid, the Amrit Harvayu, this Gemara is the most important Gemara in the Gan Shas. Gan Shas, you came tonight, Av Peivav, you learned the most important Gemara in the Gan Shas. They say that Enochanami, the Amrit Harvayu, Nitna Torah Litzvula Yoim. Enochanami, the Jews were not in the matzav of Tahara, they were in the matzav of Tumah. In fact, really? Are you out of your mind? Really? Torah was given to Tula Yoim? Are you talking to Shazach? Nid the Torah ka'amrit? Are you ru'uya ka'amrit? Big difference. In other words, what happens if a woman was not poilet shechva zera? Let's say a woman didn't have tashmish, not on Wednesday, not on Tuesday. She did have tashmish on Wednesday, but she was not poilet. Now, just because a woman has tashmish doesn't mean she has to be poilet. It could happen. It doesn't mean it has to happen. And if it does happen, so then you have to be done. Is the zera that was poilet, does that make her tame? But it doesn't have to happen. So Be'etzem Moshe told them, wanted to cover all ground. You have to have pre-shah just in case something goes wrong. You should still be able to go to mikvah and you'll be a tful yoim. But a nes happened that Gantz Klal Yisrael were not poilet shechva zera during these two, during this tekufa, according to each opinion, whether according to Rabbi Akiva of the five or whatever, whatever, it didn't happen. They were able to go to mikvah Thursday, and they had a Harav Shemesh Friday night, and they were entirely Tahirin Friday night. So when they were Mekabel the Torah the next morning, they were Bekdusha V'Tahirin, the full scope, the full extent. They were Mekabel Torah B'Tahir. But Enoch Inami, had it happened that someone was Poilet Shechva Zera on Thursday, they would first only be able to go to Mikvah Friday night, and then when they went to Mikvah Friday night, then they would go to mikvah Friday night. Then they would in echnami, they would be mekabel the Torah in the state of being a tful yoyim.
She's poilet the zera. How long is it still considered a tameh? How many days after?
Nothing. Immediately. The point is that we have to make it happen that it's not possible for her to be poilet shechva zera on Friday night. That's what we're concerned about. If she's poilet shechva zera, according to all opinions, during the tekufa until Friday night, she's tamei. Everyone agrees. The only question is how far do we go backwards? But whenever we're starting, if she's poilet shechva zera, bang, she's tamei. So, but she go, and when she go to mikvah, the worst scenario. We're trying to cover ourselves for the worst scenario. The worst scenario is to go to mikvah Friday night. Because if she's poilet shechva zera Friday night, it's nothing. It's not even shaykh. Even if she is poilet something Friday night, she's not tamei, because the zera at that point in time already is garnished. It's not metame her. So she can go to mikvah Friday night, and that mikvah is going to be a tahira that's going to guarantee her tahira no matter what. Because whatever happens now is not going to have any effect on her. But if she was poilet shechva zera until a point in time, then she would be tamei. A mikvah that she went to before would be nullified if she goes to mikvah and after the going to mikvah she's poilet shechva zera, because the plea that shechva zera after going to mikvah is going to nullify the mikvah. We need to make an arrangement where she can go to mikvah and be certain mikanu l'haba, it's smooth sailing, and that only can be Friday night. But it doesn't have to be like that. Really, she can go to mikvah on Thursday, and then when it'll come Friday night, she can go to mikvah on Friday, even on Thursday, and then when it will come Friday night, she'll have hair of shemesh, and she'll be 100% tor legamri, and she'll be kabbal tor b'kedusha v'tahara. So the Gemara says, you're right. It doesn't mean that it happened. Nidna ka'amrit or ru'uya ka'amrit. Amalei ru'uya ka'amina. So the Gemara's maskan is azoy. The Gemara's maskan is that b'shas matan Torah, all Hashem said, hey you, it's an incredible Gemara. Gemara is mamish molei v'godosh. Hashem, who knows the future. Hashem says, I know the future. Nothing's going to happen to you. You're not going to be poilet shechva zera. So Be'etzem, women can really be Mishamish all the way until Friday, 5 minutes what? Before Shabbos. Mikra Adin.
Depends who you hold like.
What?
Depends who you hold like.
Okay, fine. So then the latest time, she can be Mishamish really until much later on, whatever it'll be. And women will go to Mikvah, and she'll have Harav Shemesh. She'll be Tahar. But I want to create, I demand to create the possibility that a person can still be poil et shechva zera and be tame and go to mikvah and at least be mekabel the Torah in the state of Tyre. It won't be perfect. You'll be a sheni, but you can still be mekabel the Torah. And even though I know it's not going to happen, I know Hashem knows the future, Hashem still wanted to create the scenario where even in worst situation where it does happen, a person can still go to mikvah Friday night, and then and they'll be mekabel the Torah, and nothing's going to happen. Whatever happens on Shabbos is not going to make him tame, make that woman tame.
If nobody was pilet the shit with Zera, then why don't you say Maisa Shoya Kafaya? How could you learn from this?
Because Hashem says to Moshe, Hayu nichonim l'shloishes yomim. That's the point. Hayu nichonim. So halacha l'mayis, a klal yishol is mekabel tamei b'kedusha v'tahara. But there was potential. Why? Why did Hashem not tell you agada? Why did Hashem need to arrange this? Because every single day is a naya kabbalah satora. Today, Rabbi Sholimin is here. A naya kabbalah satora. And in klal yishol, we're not always able to be on the madrega of b'kedusha v'tahara. And Hashem wants to set up for all future generations that when you mekabel the Torah in every single day, Asher Bochar Banu, even if you're not 100% Tahar, it's okay. B'shas Maisa, when you mekabel the Torah in Har Sinai, they would be Kedusha v'Tahara.
But we don't have that rule today, that today should be, why isn't there a rule similar to like a Matan Torah, that we should be also the way I'll teach you
Doubting Marv now, I have to go down Marv now, okay. Doubting Marv. Yehi shmirah b'mevarach, yehi l'anam ayah.